ships will run aground or have accidents. The question is how to best handle a high-risk ship from a high-risk port that might be carrying invasive species. So the plan is this: inject a red dye into six ballast tanks in an American Steamship Company vessel in the lower Great Lakes port. Our Royal National Park Superintendent Phyllis Green says that they'll use harmless rhodamine dye instead of chemicals designed to sterilize ballast tanks.
We think we'll be able to advance how you might deliver a biocide into the tank under some of the toughest conditions. And we know that it may not be 100% effective, but we need to define how well we can do it.
Then sail up to Superior and see if the dye made its way through the tanks.
There's things in the tanks that we would like to kill on occasion, some of those new nasty aquatic invasive species. You want to know that if you inject something into the tank, it's going to get to all the corners of the tank.
Then pump out almost 8 million gallons of red ballast water into the Superior Harbor.
Well, when we do a discharge, there will be 7.9 million gallons of water that might have a pink tinge to it going into the harbor.
Green says the long-term solution will be zero invasive species, but until that technology is available, they need to know what the next best solution is for ships now. The Department of Natural Resources is expected to approve the plan before the April experiment. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.